This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. How are you? Another week further into June. The sun is finally starting to come out here in California, Orange County specifically, and I'm pretty excited about it. It's been a very gloomy June. Okay, so what I want to talk to you guys about today, besides obviously the topics of the podcast, I wanted to talk about my updated facial menu. I decided to kind of change things up. It's just the time where I needed to increase my prices because everything is going up on my end. And I waited a little bit like I usually do because I really, really dislike raising prices, as most people do. But since I was forced to do it, I was like, well, let me do it where it can definitely benefit my clients. And so I don't want anybody to feel that it's just more money, but not more value. And so I added more value to my facials now. They now include the neck, and I am including an eye treatment, and I'm also including a hand treatment. I have to do it differently than the way I did it before because I have to be careful with my hands. So I have some things that just the facial itself, forget all the other stuff, the facial itself will have more to it as well. So I think my clients will be happy. I'm excited about it. I'm actually pretty excited about it. I'm excited to start these new facials and start doing things this way instead. I think it's definitely going to be more beneficial for my clients. I think that when choosing a facial, it's going to be much easier because I've had so many clients, especially new clients come in, they're like, I don't know what to book. Or even like my clients that I see all the time, they ask me, they're like, did I book the right facial? Is this what I need? And we go from there. They know I'm not going to sell them something they don't need. So my clients are comfortable coming in and saying, I don't know if I booked the right thing. And I'm going to tell them what they need. But this way, the way I've done it now is I just do it and they don't have to worry about booking the right facial because there's really only one to choose from. And so, well, there's two. It depends if you want dermaplaning, but for the most part, there's only one facial to choose from. And that just takes the guesswork out of it. And I think it makes it easier for everybody. And I'd already scaled down. I remember when I first started as an esthetician, I used SkinScript and they have these enzymes that are fruit-based. And so it was blueberry and lemon and cranberry and pumpkin orange and just all these different, which sounds amazing, right? So I started my facials with blueberry facial, pumpkin orange facial. And then I quickly realized that people don't know what that means. People don't know. You can give a description, but people don't know if that's what their skin needs. And the thing is, they're right. They don't. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to do. We're the experts. So I was putting it in my clients' hands, and that wasn't fair or the right thing to do. So I quickly changed my menu back then and took off all of that. But then I had all these different facials. So over the years, I have just slowly scaled down because too many choices, I think, just leads to confusion. So I'm pretty excited about my new updated facial menu. You can always check that out at pureskinoc.com. I think that's it. So I think we're just going to get right into the episode, and we're going to talk about my skincare coaching, and we're also going to talk about kids' skincare and what they need and what they don't need and so on and so forth. So let's just get to it. All right, you guys, let's talk about skincare coaching and what that entails and why I do it. So when I was younger, I was always trying different skincare products. And I've talked about this on my podcast a lot. I didn't know what my skin needed. So I usually went by what felt good. And I got it all wrong. I got it so wrong. As you're staring at all those bottles and jars at Target or Ulta or Sephora, whatever, even online, it becomes overwhelming. I mean, do I have dry skin? Sometimes I feel like I have oily skin, but what do I do for the breakouts if I have dry skin? Is there something that will get rid of acne and hydrate my skin? So many thoughts and so many questions. Where do I even start? And I've talked about this before, how I have always had dry skin and my sister had more oily skin. And I would use her products. And I just remember thinking, this was back in the 80s and 90s, and I would wash my face with one of her masks or whatever I was doing. And I would just, or that stupid apricot scrub that we've all used, I would use it and my face would feel so incredibly dry and tight. And I just remember thinking, this is it. This is how it's supposed to feel. I mean, oh my gosh, I cringe at, you know, younger Devin. So I know that I'm always hearing about a different skincare line and that new skincare line is going to be amazing according to the ad. And if a certain celebrity uses it and her skin looks like that, then it must be good. It must work. She must be using that skincare line. And oh my gosh, what celebrity doesn't have a skincare line at this point? I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And if you think they're all in the lab formulating these products with chemists, you're crazy. They're not doing that. And you know what? That's actually okay that they're not. But they act like they've been working on these for years, and maybe they have, just because bringing out a new skincare line sometimes can take years. But it's not because they're in the lab. And I think that's another episode because I do get very frustrated. Okay. So there should be a lot of thought that goes into choosing what goes on your skin. But it goes back to the same question, where do I start? And that's exactly where I come in. You start with me. You can listen to all of my podcast episodes, follow me on social media, and you will learn all about me as an esthetician. You will learn that I care about my clients and I only want your skin to improve. And I will go above and beyond for you so you get the results that you want. I have been doing online consultations for years. I actually started them before the pandemic, which ended up working out, thankfully. But since I started my podcast, I have been doing a lot more. And I actually love doing these as much as I love doing facials. Because at the end of the day, for me, I love being able to help somebody with their skin. I love when I get that text or that email or the DM and it's like, my skin is so much better. Thank you. I already see a difference and it's only been a week. Whatever that message is, it feels good because I know that they're going to walk through life with more confidence because unfortunately, that's how our outer feels, how we feel about our outer self. It really goes into how we feel about ourselves in general and how we're going to present ourselves to the world. So what an amazing thing that I get to do for people. I mean, that is just great. And it started with myself. I mean, I am not the most confident person at all, but I do feel better when my skin feels better. I get excited when I'm like doing a video and I'm like, damn, my skin looks good today. Like that's fun for me. So it's not just like what I've done for my clients. I've done this for myself too. And I'm much happier because of it. And I actually don't think I look my age. And I like that too. I'm definitely okay with that. I don't have a problem with age in general, but who doesn't want to look younger than they are? I mean, come on. So you can visit my website, pierskinoc.com, and I have reviews on there so you can see what other people are saying, but that's where you can purchase the consultation and then, you know, we go from there. Now, one of the most important things I want to say is that I will be there with you on your skincare journey. It doesn't end after the consultation. So it's not like we FaceTime with each other and then that's it, I never talk to you again. That's not how I want it to go at all. I consider myself your esthetician at that point. Once you purchase that skincare coaching plan, I'm your esthetician. If you have questions in 6 months, in a year, as long as you're still getting products from me, then I will do anything I can to help you. I get messages daily from people asking me, and it can, and most obviously it's most current clients, some new clients or potential clients might ask me questions too. But a lot of people are just like, hey, you talked about this new product. Do I need it? What about this? Or I think maybe I need to change up my routine, or this is an issue for me now. And so how do I fix it? All of these questions, I'm more than happy to help. This is what I do. I actually had a client who we actually went to high school together, and then we reconnected, and then she became my client, and then we just became better friends, and I adore her. But she lives in Texas now, and she came for vacation, and she was like, I had to book with you. Like, I have not seen her since she moved to Texas a few years ago. And I was so excited, like so excited to see her, and so excited that she wanted to make me getting a facial with me a priority. Yeah, I mean, we're friends. So of course she, you know, she said she wanted to see me too, which the facial gives us an opportunity to catch up. But she was like, I need a facial. I haven't had one. Like, I need a facial. So I love that kind of stuff. And we were talking, and she has four kids, and I've helped them with their skincare over the years. But they've gotten older. And she goes, well, I didn't want to bother you. I didn't want you to think I was abusing, like being your friend and asking questions. And I was like, oh my gosh, ask me questions. So she was just kind of guessing what she thinks her kids would need based on like kind of what, because her some of her kids have like her skin issues. So she was kind of basing it off of that. And I was like, oh my goodness gracious, reach out to me, ask questions. I am here to help you. I mean, if it's for your kids, I don't care. I want to help them. So I made it very clear that she is supposed to call me, text me, email, whatever she's got to do to reach out to me so that I can help her. And she's like, I don't know. You might regret saying that. I was like, I won't. This is what I love to do. I just love this part of my job. If you ever have questions, please don't hesitate. I want to be your skincare coach. I want to be your esthetician.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let's talk about what you actually get when you purchase. First of all, it's only $50. Now, some people might question why it's so little, but the reason I do this is I don't want to lock you in to having to purchase products that, one, may not work for you, or two, you don't like for whatever reason. So a lot of people will charge like $150, $250, $500, whatever, and then that money can go towards your product purchase. I don't want to do that. Not everybody has that kind of money. Not everybody can do that. And I don't like the idea of locking people in to something like this. I want people to be able to try it and not feel like if for some reason it doesn't work for them, that they wasted their money. I mean, hopefully at the very least, they've at least learned more about their skin. So you get, as soon as you sign up, I will send you an email within 24 hours with a consultation form. Now, I always tell people, I have it on my website and everything. You have to make sure, because I send that email within 24 hours. So a lot of times it will go to your spam box because obviously I'm not in your contact list. And so you have to check your contact list, and it comes from info@pureskinoc.com. So the consultation form comes, you fill that out, and then you send it back to me. Once you send that back to me, I then send you a booking link to book a FaceTime consultation. Or you can send me pictures. If you're not comfortable, because this is another reason why I love doing these, is some people don't feel comfortable actually coming into a spa or talking to somebody face-to-face about their skin. Some people just are insecure about that. And I get it. And I understand. And I respect that. So I give them the options to also send me pictures, makeup-free pictures, all angles of your face, point out anything that you have concerns about, ask any questions that you might have. That way they're not locked into this FaceTime consultation, because I don't want them to feel insecure about this appointment. So we do the FaceTime consultation or we do pictures, whatever you are comfortable with. Then after that, I will send you a full skincare routine of minis so that you get to try everything that I recommend to you before committing to buy anything. And I think that is the most important thing, because what if you react to something? What if you don't like the smell of something? What if it just doesn't work for you? We have to be able to adjust before you spend that money on a full-size product. So I like to send the minis out so that you get to try it all first. And I try to send everything that I think is going to work for the skin, but then I tell my client that if you don't have the budget for all of these products, or you don't want to deal with all the products that I send you, then we can scale down. But I'd rather send you everything so that you have it all and have that option, because I'm not going to make the decision for you, but you have the option of, here's all the products I think you need, but you're like, I want half of those products. I will work with you to scale down your routine. So at the end of the day, it's what your budget needs. It's what you need. It's all for you. It's not for me. This is about you. With that, I also send you I call it a prescription sheet that tells you how to use the products. You'll get the products and it's in order. So you know, cleanser, toner, serums, you know, whatever that order is, it's all right there. And it will tell you whether you're going to use them AM or PM. It's also going to tell you how often you're going to use those products. So exfoliating products, you're only going to use a few times a week. And I will give you an exact number of how many times you should be using that product a week. And what I've had clients tell me is they take that sheet, that prescription sheet, and they tape it to their bathroom mirror. So they have it until they memorize their routine. Now, what I've done is I actually have a calendar in my bathroom, like a dry erase calendar, and I will put on there when I exfoliate, whatever, just because I forget. I'm like, I don't remember what I did. So some people are really good. Some people have a schedule and they're like, I do it Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. That works for them. That's perfect. I can't always do that because my skin is just weird. So I have a calendar, a dry erase calendar, and I just write for each month. And then this is what I do. And that helps me stay on track. And that really helps. Oh, I should also mention that I send you, so if there's a product that might be not, I don't want to say complicated, but a little bit like you have options on how to use it or whatever, I'm going to send you a card that goes with that product to tell you how to use that one specifically. So you could be the person who said, I have never used skincare before, and you will know what to do. I make it so easy for you. And of course, as I said before, you can reach out to me if you have questions. If you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, reach out to me. We can go over everything too. I've never had anybody do that because that's how easy I make it. Now, I've had people ask questions and that's fine, but I really try to make it as easy as possible. And then the last thing is you get 10% off your first purchase of your skincare products. So whatever you decide to buy from the routine that I gave you, you get 10% off that. And that can all be done online. You don't ever have to talk to me again if you don't want to. I hope you do, but you don't have to. So this could be all done online, and then I ship them out to you, and my shipping's pretty quick. So that's my skincare coaching. I love it. I encourage everybody to do it who is confused about their skincare or just wants to get their skincare on track. I'm here to help you. So hopefully I made it very clear what this is, what is offered. If you have any questions, please reach out to me because I want to answer your questions. All right. So now we're going to get into kids' skincare. Kids' skincare. Now, I'm not talking about teens here. I'm talking about kids. So really like 12 and under for the most part. And that could be a five-year-old we could be talking about. It really just depends what could be going on. But I think the younger you teach kids, the better. Okay, so I've actually had a lot of clients recently ask me about their kids or even their teens, whatever. But we are talking about kids here. I definitely see more kids dealing with blackheads earlier. And a lot of that comes from puberty starting earlier too. So that's usually when blackheads will kind of start to form. Not necessarily when puberty starts, but we know it's coming soon, okay? So here are some tips that can help your child with their skin. The first thing, start them early on a skincare routine. Nothing too involved, but you want to get them in the habit of washing their face, just like they brush their teeth. So hopefully you're teaching your kids to brush their teeth every morning and every night. Get them in the habit of washing their face. Why not get them in the habit and get them to start doing what they're going to have to do for the rest of their life? It's just important. I know it's not easy. I'm not pretending that it is. I understand. Listen, I don't have kids, but I have nieces and nephews, and I have taken care of them where I've had sleepovers or just watched them for an entire week. I know how hard it is. Trust me, I do. And I know the struggle. But if you teach them that it's just as important as brushing their teeth, then it's not really optional. It's just something they do. And some kids, I have found with girls, that, because this is what my clients have told me, that the girls get excited when they see their mom washing their face and then they want to do it. So let them see you do your face. Maybe that will get them excited about it. Even boys, if the men are washing their face, maybe the boys will want to see their dad doing it or vice versa. Maybe the girls want to see the dads and the boys want to see the moms. I don't care. But I just think if you're their role model, show them. I think that's important. And kids like stuff like that. I remember going to my mom's bathroom and like playing with all her makeup. And I mean, it was just fun as a kid. So like if she had showed me, I might've gotten into it and been like, this is really cool to like wash your face. But I came from a very different time. Okay. The second thing is all products need to be gentle because the skin is much more fragile than the younger they are. Okay. So if you're going to take a five-year-old, don't put the same products on that you use on their skin. You want to be very, very careful. The third thing is you don't want to start using any type of acids. If they are getting blackheads, I would try a charcoal cleanser and a konjac sponge. Both are on my website. But you want to be careful because too much of that charcoal cleanser will dry out the skin. So that means you also have to have an everyday cleanser, okay? Now, if they don't have blackheads, if you just are trying to get them on a good routine, then you don't need that charcoal cleanser. You just need a cleanser. You just need a daily cleanser. And obviously, I have products that they can use. That's all available. But if you just want to do something over the counter or whatever, a CeraVe cleanser is totally fine. Just make sure you're picking one that's, I think they have something like a hydrating cleanser or something like that. Again, make sure it's nothing for breakouts or anything like that. Because again, I think that's where you would do a charcoal cleanser. And that's what I have. And I would suggest getting mine just because I know mine is good and I know it's effective. Okay, when they are really young, I would suggest only washing once a day at night. Now, when I say really young, and this is if they're not dealing with blackheads. So if their skin is clean and like there's no issues yet, then it can be too much for a five-year-old, a seven-year-old, whatever. So you can have them just wash once a day at night. And in the morning, they just kind of rinse off, maybe swipe their face with the toner and apply sunscreen. You keep it really simple. Because again, they're kids and too much and they just won't do it or they don't understand or they're just going to give you more trouble because that's what kids do. But the sunscreen is very important and it is something that should be, this is the number five tip. It should be used daily. It's important to remember that kids play outside a lot when at school. I mean, hopefully the kids still play outside at school, right? But sunscreen should be incorporated into the routine at a young age. So about a month ago, I posted a picture of my client's daughter's skin. Now, I have known my client since she was pregnant with this little girl. And so I went to her baby shower. Like, I saw it all happen. And she actually had to cancel a facial on me the day that this little girl was born. So it's pretty funny. The one of two times she's only ever canceled on me in like 10, 11 years. I don't know, whatever it's been. 9 years or 10 years. Sorry. The kid is 9. So obviously before that. Anyway, and her skin is perfection. She does not have any sun damage because she has made sunscreen important in her kids' skincare routine. And I want to point out that she is divorced. And so when she goes to her dad's house, she knows to still do the same routine and she stays on top of it. And that is clearly indicated by the condition of her skin. And I think it's absolutely incredible. And I'm so proud of my client. I'm so proud of her daughter because that's amazing. So make sunscreen part of their day. Even if you decide washing their face is going to be too much, don't skip the sunscreen. Make that important. Okay, number 6. Grapeseed oil is another great product that kids can start using early. I've had my nieces on it for years, and it's going to help keep their skin hydrated, which is obviously so important. And this is another thing where I've had moms buy an extra grapeseed oil bottle for their kid because their kid saw and thought it was cool and they wanted to do it too. So again, if your kids see it, then that might encourage them to do it too. And grapeseed oil is natural. It's so very gentle. I mean, you could put it on a baby and it would be fine. So I definitely recommend that for kids because it's a really easy thing to add to their routine at night. And also, it's good if they ever get sunburned. Hopefully they're not getting sunburned because remember, we just talked about sunscreen. But if they do, grapeseed oil does help because you don't want to use a lotion. Okay, so getting your kids on a good routine early is great for so many reasons. But I think that it's most important because it preps them for the teen years. Most teenagers go through some type of acne. If they are already in the habit of taking care of their skin, it won't be another battle you fight. And trust me, I hear it from parents all the time. Teenagers don't want to be bothered, and they certainly don't want to be told one more thing that they have to do. Now, if all else fails, bring them in to see me. I will talk them through it. Sometimes it's easier to have an outsider tell them instead of mom and dad. I know that's the kind of teenager I was. My mom knew nothing. She knew nothing as far as I was concerned. Now that I'm an adult, I was like, wow, she kind of knew what she was talking about. But that's how teenagers are. So have them come talk to me and I just break it down. I don't lecture them. I just give them the facts. And then at the end of the day, they're going to do what they're going to do. But maybe hearing it from somebody else and the importance of it does help kind of drill it into their brain a little bit more and a little better. Anyways, that's it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And as always, if you have any questions, reach out to me. I would love to help. And you can do a skincare consultation for your kids too, or for your teenagers if they want to do that. I do think that you should participate because kids will be kids, as we just said. So pureskinoc.com. And also still trying to build my TikTok. I'm like 9, 10 or something away from 1,000. Hopefully by the time this episode comes out, I would have already hit it. But go follow me on TikTok. I post a lot of videos. All right, guys. I hope you have a great week and we will talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.